scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
And Megan is starting off at home this morning, and you were saying, you know, earlier that you're changing some things up when it comes to technology in your house and how all that stuff is going to be. Well, check this out. This is pretty interesting. McDonald's is actually making some changes as well. They've installed phone lockers in their restaurant in order to get people to put their phones away during their meals. I love this idea. So
that's interesting. So I'm loving it.
Oh, geez.
Oh, boy.
Cheap joke. The lockers have room for 100 phones and are part of McDonald's Phone Off, Fun On campaign. Now, most people are only leaving their phones in that locker for about 5 minutes, though.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how long does it take to eat a McDonald's meal? And then,
right.
I mean, it's a cool idea.
I think it's a great idea.
5 minutes is 5 minutes. Yeah. Maybe you should. I think one thing that, you know, in my house, it hasn't really been a problem to have at the table, but like putting a basket out or making all the kids throw them in a basket or something is one way to kind of mimic that idea. So,
it's crazy. Well, if you want to add more technology,
I know, because we have no self-control. Right. Well, just as McDonald's is trying to get us to kind of, you know, put technology away, Nintendo might be bringing it back or giving us more, because they might be bringing back the Game Boy.
Yeah. Love the Game Boy.
Do you like the Game Boy?
I'm a huge Game Boy fan.
I played the Orig Game Boy.
I did as well.
The very first one that came out.
Yeah.
A little obsessively. I loved it. So it says that companies like Nintendo are doing a great job of bringing back old classic systems, and they filed a patent that covers a bunch of products, including the Game Boy.
Nice.
So industry insiders believe that Nintendo is developing a new version that would be preloaded with 20 to 30 games.
Wow.
Because no one can just handle, you know, only like, I don't know, Super Mario Brothers or Zelda anymore.
Yeah.
So
I just hope that they do this thing and then, you know, the preloaded, like they've done with the original Nintendo and the Super Nintendo. I hope that there's still availability to put in old cartridges, because I know a lot of people have the old Game Boy cartridges they're holding on to. So if I can pop that game in and play those other games, then you're never going to see me
again.
I don't know.
Do you think you'd be able to play the same old games on a new system like that?
I don't know.
It seems like the colors would all be different and like the functionality.
Be.
I don't know.
I don't know how all that technology stuff works, but I'd be okay with playing it just like it was in the 90s. I'd be totally fine with that.
Yeah.
Check this out. So, you know, there's all these customizable things all over the place. Well, ASICS Shoes is creating these new shoes that you can throw in the microwave. Basically,
what?
How this works is they're going to allow customers to customize sneakers with in-store microwave ovens. Now, customers can choose colors, soles, and other components before microwaving them in a mold at an ASICS retailer. Now, the custom shoes will bake for about 15 seconds before they're ready to go.
That's pretty fun. I like ASICS, too. So
never thought that you could just take your shoe, customize it, and then just toss it in the microwave. I mean, that's crazy. Bing.
I wouldn't recommend it at home.
Oh, not a good idea?
I wouldn't try this at home.
Okay.
I don't think so. It sounds like it's got many potential downfalls.
Okay. Then maybe I won't microwave my shoes today when I get home.
I wouldn't do that. But Johnny, you might want to do this.
Okay.
A competitive eater recently ate 16 pounds of pumpkin pie.
In one sitting?
16 pounds. Competitive eater Molly Schuyler, set a new pumpkin pie eating world record when she downed 48 pieces of pumpkin pie in 10 minutes.
Dang.
She ingested 16.8 pounds of pie, beating her own world record by one piece.
16 pounds? Almost 17 pounds.
16 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I know. 16 and a half pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I know you like pie. You like pie.
I do love pie.
But do you like pie that much?
I don't love pie that much.
Do you really like pie?
But now I know I'm not going to be inviting this Molly Schuyler to my Thanksgiving dinner. That's not going to happen. It's like, hey, you guys got any pie? No, Molly. No, we don't have any more pie. You ate it all.
We told you last year.